Yeah, it is the Bickley and Murata show. Luke Lipinski and Jarrett Carlin in for Bickley and Murata. So every time I introduce our next guest, I feel like he has a different title. Of course, he was Captain Coyote. Then he was Chief Hockey Development Officer for the Arizona Coyotes. He still is. He was the Assistant GM of Team Canada. At one point, he co-hosted this show for 4 hours with me, and Jarrett was here. Now, I guess we introduce him as Josh Doan's dad. Shane Doan is on the line. Doaner, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Luke. How are you doing?
He did start the conversation on the phone when I called him that my phone may die halfway through the interview. I was thinking, well, what's new?
Then I'll ask the good questions up front. I got to change everything around. Doaner, I guess just your emotions on Saturday, and I would imagine it's only been 48 hours. You're probably still feeling them, but I mean, this is a unique. It's not so unique that a father and then gets in the NHL, and then his son eventually gets in the NHL. But to be able to have your son, playing his college hockey here and now be involved with the Coyotes as well and be a pretty high draft pick. I mean, how I can't even imagine how that feels.
Yeah, that was pretty surreal. That was something that my wife and I never really saw that coming. Obviously, last year's draft was tough to watch him go through the draft without getting drafted and just to understand everything that kind of goes through with as a young man with that. And so for the year that he had this year and for him to show what he's capable of and for him to get drafted was pretty special. And I was pretty grateful for the chance that it's here in Arizona. And he's on cloud nine. He's so excited. He's the biggest Arizona fan there is. So he's a pretty big fan of the whole state and can't wait to get a chance to play for ASU. And then obviously at some point, maybe get a chance to play for the Coyotes.
How does that look from where you are on Saturday? Like, are you just looking at the team's draft board and realizing, like, okay, wait, these guys are off the board, and all of a sudden, like, you see Josh's name right there at the very top, and you're like, we got three picks here coming up in the second round. There's a chance this might happen.
Yeah, it was fascinating. I'd never been through sitting actually in the war room. I've obviously been around and talked with guys as they do it, but to sit in the room and watch the way it's done and the way that they eliminate emotion from it is they kind of, for the most part, you set your list on Thursday, the night before the first round begins. And as you set that up, you have your arguments and you have your fights kind of at that time. And I didn't want to have anything to do with anything about Josh. And they, Daryl and Ryan, they both, those are our head scouts. They kind of would mention when they're going to talk about Josh, and then I'd leave the room and they'd discuss them and where they wanted to have him and where they'd put him. I didn't want anyone to feel like they couldn't be open and honest. And so when I saw it on Thursday where they had him, I was obviously, excited that they had him in a spot to get drafted. And then when I saw the list start to get picked away, and you go to the next guy on the list because you've already had those fights. And if this is a guy you could get, you'd be excited at this time. And when it started to line up that it was his name that was going to be available, it was pretty surreal, and I didn't really think past that moment too much, and it was pretty amazing.
When you got past the surrealness of the moment, was there any tinge of trepidation on your part, Josh's part, that he's following you, a local legend with the Coyotes, with the same franchise, with the same last name?
Well, I don't know if I was thinking that about a local legend and all that stuff, but trepidation as your son's going into the NHL.
People tell me you're a local legend, Shane.
Yes, well, see, I appreciate it, because that takes a lot for you to say that, Jared, so I appreciate it. You know what? Just as a dad and your son going to do something that you recognize and understand how hard the next step is, and I think that's where all the, your anxiety and trepidation comes from is, this is huge. This is so exciting. This is amazing. And realistically, it means absolutely nothing. Him and I have talked about how, just like last year when he didn't get drafted, it didn't really change the fact that he had to have a good year and he had to go out there and play. And just because he did get drafted doesn't really change anything. He has to have a good year, go out there and play. So it was all of that kind of settled in when it kind of happened, and I got a chance to talk to my family and to Josh. And it was pretty, I'm so excited and anxious, and just like every other dad, can't wait to watch him play.
talking to Shane Doan. Shane, going into the first round on Friday night, you guys weren't expected to have a first-round pick. Bill Armstrong did a lot of wheeling and dealing to not only get you a first-round pick. I'm pretty sure you guys own the second round in the 2022 draft. I think you have every pick at this point. But that was clearly a point of emphasis, right, to get as many picks as possible. The guy you get in the first round in the top 10 on Friday, a lot of people had him as like a top three pick. So can you just kind of take us through what the last three or four days have been like, especially those couple days leading up to the first round, not knowing necessarily where you guys were going to pick, but then all of a sudden having a ton of draft picks?
Yeah, that was obviously something that the draft is always an exciting time, and we were kind of sitting in a position where we didn't have what we really wanted, and that was going to make it a little bit more difficult. But, trading Oliver and Garnes was a hard one, just because they're both two guys that we valued so highly, and I could be the biggest OEL fan there is, and I just think he's incredible. And yet at the same time, in order to get some draft capital and to get back into a situation where we start to restock everything and get going in the right direction, we had to do it. Garnes is a guy that I got to know really well in the last year and a half, 2 years. I'd skated with him a few times, and I just love his compete. For us to give up somebody like him was really difficult, but it goes back to that. You have to have a plan. You have to have a blueprint, and I think those two are going to absolutely do amazing in Vancouver. I hope they go there and just excel so much, and I'm excited about those guys. And then getting the draft picks the other way, where we're adding some veteran guys with some Stanley Cup championships and some leadership, I think is huge for us. And in creating a culture in that room that's so important.
On that note, even though Josh Doan was just drafted, I believe he is the third longest tenured Coyote at this point. There's a lot of lot of turnover on the roster, as you just alluded to some of it. What do you think about the way this roster is being turned over and the construction of it? And should we expect more moves to come? And expectations of the season and what's going to look like a much different Coyotes team?
Well, yeah, it's obviously the sport of professional sports is not an easy one. It's never something that, as a player, understanding the fact that you can be traded and dealt at any time, and the movements of players is always so hard. But it's something that I think we've kind of gotten stuck a little bit as an organization at being in the middle. If you're picking in the middle of the draft, you're never really getting that much better, and you're never really getting that much worse. And I think that you need to find a way to have some movement and not get stagnant. In order to do that, sometimes some difficult decisions have to be made. I think that we're going to have to make some good decisions and do things the right way for the next few years, and really start to build towards the championship, because I think that's everyone's goal, is to create something that's special here in Arizona, and that's kind of where we're heading towards, and hopefully we can get it done.
Talking to Shane Doan. Doaner, you are probably, you know more about leadership than anybody I've ever met, and I think that probably it's that way among most professional athletes you talk to, probably look up to you that way as well. The Coyotes don't have a captain right now, with Oliver Ekman-Larsson being dealt to Vancouver, obviously. Just philosophically, I mean, do you feel that you have to rush and name a captain right out of the gate next year, or could you go a season or at least half a season or whatever? Because you have so many young players now that you're probably looking at, whether it's Jacob Chychrun or somebody else. Do you kind of wait and see who emerges? Because there's a lot of responsibility. It's not just putting that C on the front of the jersey.
Yeah. I think it's probably that'll be up to the coaches and to the room. I think that's you can always try to say, hey, this is who we want our captain to be, and the room will kind of dictate who the captain is and who the leaders are in your room, and you have to kind of let that happen organically. There's obviously some times where you can step in and you can recognize that certain people in certain situations are going to be really beneficial for the group, but that kind of has to happen organically and let it kind of play itself out. I can't even stress how big of a fan I am of Oliver, and that's going to be a huge loss for us and Garnes. But we're going to have to let that kind of play out and see how it unfolds. I think that what Bear is and who he is as a coach, he's going to have his finger on that pulse and understand what it takes to to find the guys that are going to be the leaders. And every single room, I don't care what you do, where you go, every single room, every group has leaders in it. Whether it's the leaders that you want or the leaders that you don't want, that's totally different. But there's always leaders, and you just got to find them, and you got to make sure that you put them in a situation where they're going in the direction that you want.
Last one real quick, Shane. Be honest, in the last 48 hours, has the thought crossed your mind to pull a Ken Griffey Sr.? And now, you could, on this show right now, you can announce your unretirement you want and come back to the Coyotes, play with your son. What do you think? What a magical moment that would be.
Oh yeah, wouldn't that be special? Him having to help me over the boards and help me do something? How about we wait a little while on that one?
Or yeah, you could.
Sexy, yeah. Jared, just when I thought I couldn't smile any bigger, you just made me smile. Oh, yeah, that's pretty
or
good.
Or you could pull a Rodney Dangerfield and back to school. You could re-enroll at ASU, and you could go, like, train with him there.
That's probably more like it. Maybe more like talking. A Billy Madison. I might be along to Billy Madison. I got to go back and make sure I get my high school diploma first. So, Rodney Dangerfield, there's probably a better chance of that happening than anything else.
All right.
Perfect. That qualifies as breaking news, right? All right, Doner. Always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for the time. I know it's an exciting time for you and your family and for the Coyotes. Congratulations.
Hey, thanks so much. I really appreciate it, guys. Luke, I've been watching you on TV way too much, by the way, lately with doing all the NBA stuff. And Jared, thank goodness I haven't seen you on TV too much.
Well, once they switch to only high-definition broadcast, they no longer allow me on
TV. That's when you'll make your mark. I appreciate
all right.
That.
Thanks, Shane.
Thanks, Doner.